Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, May 1st. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Birthdays, Kate Smith, born this day in 1907.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Judy Collins is 75 today. Believe it or not, her a cappella version of Amazing Grace was a major top 40 hit in 1971. Tim McGraw is 47 today. On this day in history. In 1786, Mozart's opera, The Marriage of Figaro, debuts. In 1941, Orson Welles' film, Citizen Kane,
Rosebud,
still considered by many as the greatest movie of all time, premiered in New York. On May 1st, 2011, U.S. Special Forces kill al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. John King on CNN, late on a Sunday night.
CNN is told by several sources now that the President of the United States will announce in just moments that the United States has the body of Osama bin Laden, that Osama bin Laden has been killed, and that the United States is convinced that it has the body of Osama bin Laden, the mastermind of 9/11, the architect of al-Qaeda. We don't know the details. We don't know how this came about.
Number one on the charts in 1950, from another of Orson Welles' greatest films, Who Thought the Exotic Sounds of the Zither Would Top the Charts for 11 Weeks, Anton Karas and the Third Man theme. On the KETR events calendar, attention local singers and songwriters, the monthly Commerce Singer and Songwriter Showcase will give local artists the opportunity to share their songs. The showcase will be held tonight in the club at the Sam Rayburn Student Center on the campus of A&M Commerce. Cover songs are not allowed. They must be original songs. Sign-ups will take place at the event, which gets underway at 7 p.m. this evening in the A&M Commerce Sam Rayburn Student Center. And the Commerce Athletic Booster Club will host the annual athletic sports banquet at Commerce High School tonight. The doors open at 5:30 and the dinner starts at 6. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from Henry David Thoreau, the philosopher. Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not fish that they're after. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Good morning.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, you did get some good news here lately, Cindy, from Herb Brookshire, the Delta County judge, concerning some grants.
Yes. He just recently came back from an Artex Council of Governments meeting, and he said the Delta County Sheriff's Office was approved for both of the grants they were seeking. One was to upgrade their dispatcher console, and one was for some computer upgrades, which was almost about $47,000, which that was a good boost to the budget there. And Cooper ISD also was approved for their $35,000 grant to assist the juvenile crime prevention.
So if you're improving the console, that should improve communications.
Let's hope so.
When people call in to the sheriff, they need somebody to come out and bring some help, then if it improves communications, that's good for everybody, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, and some other good projects there as well. On the other hand, really there's not much new here, but FEMA rejected the appeal for funding to help with the cleanup from the ice storm over the winter, and so that stands pretty much where it has for weeks, and it's pretty much just on the city and the county to get that done.
Exactly. Well, they denied 12 counties. It was
right, not just Delta County.
Pretty widespread, yeah.
I think the thinking on that, from what I understand, is that they look at how much do we think, we being FEMA, how much do we think the state can do? Mm-hmm. And so they're looking to the state to come through with some help and or a certain level of help. And if they feel the state hasn't met that level, then we're not going to contribute mm-hmm. to it. Now, you're telling me about a fundraiser for volunteer firefighters in Delta County.
Yes. On Friday, May the 16th, and on Saturday, May the 17th, they're going to do a Fill the Boot fundraiser. Local firemen will be on the square in Cooper, and they will be, looking for some donations. Parents are welcome to bring their children out for photos with the fire trucks. So that'll be a great little event there. On Friday, it'll be from 3 to 6, and Saturday, it'll be 9 to 11. So they're hoping to, get some Gatorade donations and some bottled water to help those firemen that are out there fighting the fires no matter what time of the day it is.
And they're having some funding problems compared to what they have been accustomed to in the past. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, you got to think about a fire truck being out there. If it's a grass fire, they've got to stay out there until it's put out, and that's a lot of fuel that they're burning to keep that truck there.
And they're not getting as much funding.
Yeah, it's kind of a trickle-down effect. When they cut in other places, it affects, all the way down to the volunteers. So,
And now is the volunteer fire department? It's the Delta County Volunteer Fire Department.
Well, there's several different departments that we have, and there's Cooper and Klondike and Enloe. They're all around. There's Pecan Gap. So we have several. We're lucky that we have that many.
There are several different volunteer fire departments, and this particular one is which?
It's for all of them.
For all of them. Okay, I got you. All right. Mm-hmm. So there's a Cooper Volunteer Fire.
Yes.
There's not a city of Cooper. Fire department as such.
They kind of take care of everybody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, God bless them.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
Yeah, yeah. And so then this event will be in the city of Cooper, did you say?
On the square.
On the square, okay. Mm-hmm. And May 16th is the date.
Yes.
We're talking with Cindy Roller, who's the editor of the Cooper Review, to our east. Cooper, of course, neighboring Commerce. And a lot of events taking place close by. Now, there's a Cinco de Mayo event in Sulphur Springs this Saturday, May 3rd, and apparently that's going to be a pretty big deal.
Oh, absolutely. Sulphur Springs is doing a great job bringing another big event downtown. It's going to be on May 3rd. It's not actually on May 5th, but it will have artists, about a dozen of them, probably, bands, mariachi bands and
musical
such.
Artists.
Yes, musical artists. Uh-huh. And they're going to have food and, vendors and such. During October, they had a Hispanic Heritage Festival that brought over 2,500 folks to downtown. So it was really a great event. Oscar Ramirez is heading this up. If anybody needs to reach him, he can be reached at 903-335-6393.
Okay, so Cinco de Mayo, and as usual, it's not necessarily on the literal May 5th date, but this is May 3rd in Sulphur Springs. Hey, a catfish fishing tournament at Cooper Lake, May 10th.
Yes.
And you're telling me that you're getting reports that the fishing's getting a little bit better.
That's what our contributor, Eddie Trapp, has told me, that the fishing is good on Cooper Lake despite the lake levels. So a small boat can be launched at Doctor's Creek Unit. So that's a good thing. They have entry forms available with Gracie Young at the Chamber. And Charlotte Miller is organizing it. So it's going to be a great event.
Where will that take place specifically?
At Doctor's Creek Unit. So
you probably said that, Doctor's Creek at Cooper Lake. Has it been a while since there's been a fishing tournament out there?
Yeah, they've had to postpone it last year.
And as you say, things are looking a little bit better out there as far as the circumstances for the fishermen.
Yes, and hopefully with the rains that we've had, that's going to help.
Well, Cindy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Absolutely, thank you.
Cindy Roller is the editor of the Cooper Review, and this is Morning Edition. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.